Last October, the Sierra Club and Clean Wisconsin filed a federal lawsuit against WPS because its power plant in Green Bay was exceeding what's called an opacity limit, effectively the amount of soot it was releasing. That lawsuit is now off the table because of a three-part settlement. WPS President Charlie Schrock says two of the Pulliam plant's oldest coal-fired burners will be shut down by the end of next year.
And we decided that negotiating with them and working with them would probably lead to a better result for both of us, frankly.
The settlement also requires WPS to make environmental improvements on the four other coal burners at Pulliam. And the utility will make a $500,000 contribution to the Wisconsin Energy Conservation Corporation. A spokesman for Clean Wisconsin, Keith Riopel, says the settlement is good news for people with asthma and other chronic lung ailments.
That's the primary concern, is the soot. However, both the energy efficiency program that they'll invest in and the reduced use of these oldest boilers does mean that they will also be reducing sulfur emissions, toxic mercury emissions, global warming emissions, and emissions that cause smog locally.
WPS says the closure of the two boilers won't affect electricity rates, but 25 union jobs will have to be cut if positions can't be found elsewhere in the company. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.